Good morning, Rabbi. Ah! Le'ilu nishmas simim rosi ruspas Mordechai. Today's share is sponsored by the Kessler family. Before Shleim of Aliza Tova bas Esther Gruna, Kasil Moshe ben Sara, Pichas Aliyah ben Nechama, Tilya Simcha Aliza bas Kloriu, the Yosef ben Rivka Esther, and by Ari Slasky, Le'ilu nishmas Aliyah ben Moshe Yosef. And, interesting, Le'ilu nishmas Aliyah ben Moshe Yosef by Shifra. I don't know if it's whatever. The neshama should have a double aliyah. Rabbi Yisai, we have some gewaldic emails here. Let's see how many we could get through. By Eitan Burstein. He says like this. Dear Veli, I'm feeling high and exhausted from attending the live stream in Woodmere Motzei Shabbos. I was debating whether to drive an hour and a half each way, but I knew I would regret it if I didn't go. I started the Shas cycle listening to various shiurim, doing it on my own. Happened upon your shiur in the beginning of Psochim. I was hooked instantly from Psochim. Ravelli, you're what's referred to in baseball as the five-tool player. You have it all. Woo! This is going to be a lot of anova. One, the clarity of your Torah. Two, the energy. Three, the charisma. Four, the jokes. Five, and most importantly, the humility. It's not just the impact they have had on my life, but on my entire family's life. I have no doubt that if I was doing the daf my own with another Magid Shir, the Roishim would not be the same. My sons likely can't recognize the face and the voice of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, but they can recognize the face and the voice of Reb Eli Stefanski Shlita. Oh my. My children love you, and that's because my learning is an entire family experience. That's amazing. That's good stuff. Our one zemer that we all sing together Friday night is it's geschmack to learn the daf. That is one zemer that I do not sing at home. If I did, I would be very much bruised. You have many endearing qualities for me, but for me, what caused the instant connection was that you're relatable. You're obviously a Talmud Chacham, nu, Hashem Yirachem, but at the same time, you present yourself as one of the guys. Yeah. You're a Magid Shir who skis, yes, and whose children occasionally play video games. No, not occasionally. That is someone who I can relate to. If your kids play video games, you know it's not occasional. Hashem puts us in this world to help others. That's what you stand for. The MDY and all the people behind the scenes stand for. Thank you to you and your wife from the bottom of my heart. May Hashem shower upon your family tremendous bracha for all that you do to the klal. I know you like pics, so I have attached one. Since you have so much time in your hands, I want to make a suggestion. You appear to me as someone who is always looking to do more and not rest on his laurels. Our collective children are chalashing for Bnei Torah role models, and you're the Talmud Chacham who also makes this connection with children. An excellent storyteller. How about a once-a-month shiur featuring revealing the children of Loim Didaf Yoimi? We can make a live Zoom Sunday night in Eretz Yisrael time. I think it would take the Achdus and Reyos of MDY to another level. Something to think about. Eitan Burstein, Springfield, New Jersey. Gewaldica email and a great, great picture. Geschmack to do the daf with all the kinderlach. Ah! I showed this email to my wife on Shabbos. And she reminded me that I was a big Shmerel, Baron Shmerel guy. He used to do a lot of stories for the kids, Shmerel and Baron. He once hired me in my shul here in Eretz Yisrael, Ramat Beit Shemesh, to give a shir for an hour for the kids on Shavuos night. And needless to say that they never asked me again. Because I don't think we did a single word of Torah. It was all about Shmerel and Baron. The kids having a blast, but they didn't learn a word of Torah and they were very upset at me. Okay. By Akiva Zolkowitz. Good morning, Rebelli. I'll tell you how this all started 44 days ago. David Zlatnik, F200. David Zlatnik is famous. He's a big Atzala guy, great guy. Came to all the shiurim from Lakewood all the way to every single shiur in the five towns. And he was just finishing dispatching Atzala at 12 a.m. I was outside, just finished a call. I was down. I need something more in my life. I was empty. He tells me, I got something for you. I was like, what? He says, do the daf. I was like, yeah, okay. I don't learn or even know how. How to? He's like, it's going to change your life. And it did. It's now 44 days. haven't missed one day. I haven't learned like this ever in my life. 1 year in 11th grade, I had a Rebbe that was like you, brings a geshmak to Torah. Since then, I didn't open up a Gemara. Did not open up a Gemara since 11th grade. Unbelievable. I wake up every morning waiting to get onto YouTube. Wow, Rebbe Eli, you changed my life. Thank you. And your entourage for making this happen every day. It's a mamish, a team effort, this whole thing. Everybody who's a part of it, there's a lot of people a part of it. P.S. was on the way back, transport to city from Brooklyn. Was in the middle of a daf when a call came out. Needed to get right back to it. When his call was over, went back from the hospital in an ambulance. Two pictures. One of them is an ambulance after a call. You had to get back right to it. And the second one is in Uman. 3 weeks ago, did the daf at the Tzion. Here it is. One picture is of him in the ambulance, and this one right over here at the Tzion in Uman, which reminds me that the Paras HaChodesh is Michael Bamela. I don't remember the names and everything. Let's see if I have it here. But the main thing is that he should have the schos to go to Uman this year. I'm sure that's the main. So F200. No, F200 is Latnik. I hope this is not. Did I meet you? Or that's the other one. I met F202. I don't remember anymore. I'm confused. You don't look familiar. I don't know. If I did, I'm very sorry. I know that Dov's Latin brought this guy F202. So I don't know. Shem Yerachim. Anyways, listen, Tzadik. Dov's Latin, you brought you in. Now you have to turn around. Every guy in the ambulance, you turn around to them and say, you want to live? Do the daf. I don't know. Do whatever you can do. I know it's embarrassing. You don't want to be like, but it's kedai. Look what Dov's Latin did to you. Got you at least 44 days. You could get somebody else also. It's kedai. Spread the wealth. Rabbi, we're in the last word. Adaf mem heyon mem beis meisve. So it goes like this. Yesterday, we had a machloikis. We have lulav and esrig and a sukkah. The sukkah, I thought it would be cool to have a sukkah on top of a camel. But it means any sukkah, yeah? How many brachas do you make on it? So we had Shmuel that says, on a sukkah, you make one bracha the first day of Yontif, that's it. It should last the entire Yontif. But for a lulav, Shmuel says a lulav, 7 days. Seven brachas. Rabbi Yochanan, we had two Rabbi Yochanans. One, Rabbi Barbachana, that says for a sukkah, seven, in other words, every single day you make another bracha. Or every time you make a hefsik, you make another bracha. And for a lulav, one bracha. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Barbachana, is the exact opposite of Shmuel. One and seven, seven and one. Then comes Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ravin, and it says it's seven and seven. No matter what, you make a bracha. That's what we do today, right? We make a bracha on the lulav every single day. We make a bracha on the sukkah every single day. That's where we're holding. One thing we said yesterday, we finished off, that in Rabbi Yochanan, at least, both Rabbi Barbachana and Ravin say 7 days for seven brachas for a sukkah. Seven and seven, everybody agrees. The machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan is a lulav, one and seven. So therefore, the halacha is for sure that when it comes to a sukkah, we make a bracha every single day because the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan versus Shmuel. Okay, now we have a question. Meisve. Ha'isa lulav la'atzmoy top of mem vav omen aleph. Unbelievable how the days go by. It's already mem vav. We just started sukkah yesterday. It's already mem vav. Ha'isa lulav la'atzmoy oimer baruch shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu la'zman hazeh. When you make the lulav for yourself, you make a baruch shechiyonu. We don't pass it like that. We'll get to that a little later. We make one shechiyonu on the first time that we shake the lulav. Nitali latziz boy. Although it's brought down l'alach here, but we'll go into it. B'zman hazeh we don't. Nitalai latziz bay. When he goes to shake the lulav, oimer baruch asher k'dishonim says v'tzivonu al netilas lulav. That's what we do. V'aval pi sheberech olav yoim rishoin. Even though he made a bracha on day number one, chayzer u'mevarech kol shiva. So over here in the Brisa it says that on a lulav, you make a bracha 7 days, not one time. So that's a kasha on blue. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Barbachana, says you only make a lulav one time. Ha'isa sukkah la'atzmoy. Brisa continues. You make a sukkah for yourself. Again, Rashi points out, it must be for yourself. If you're a guy that's making sukkahs for other people, a guy that's making the loving for other people, of course you don't make this bracha. But for yourself. Oymer baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu. Nichnas leishav ba. Oymer shechiyonu v'seizav v'tzivonu leishav ha'sukkah. You make a leishav. V'kinen shebirich yoyim rishon. Shuv einoy mevarech. So here's the problem. It says that on a sukkah, you make the bracha one time. So that's a kasha on both Rabbi Yochanan's. Over here it says, both Talmidim and Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Yochanan said you make a bracha every single time you go into the sukkah, every day. Seven. Over here in the Brisa it says, on a sukkah you only make a bracha once. Kash lulav alulav. Kash your sukkah sukkah. Okay, we explained what the kasha on lulav is and we explained what the kasha on sukkah is. Say sukkah is one day, and Rabbi Yochanan says sukkah 7 days. We said in the Braisa, like Shmuel, that a lulav is 7 days, and the kash is only according to this Rabbi Yochanan, that a lulav is one day. This Rabbi Yochanan is fine. Okay. Bishloim a lulav, a lulav like kashio. I can answer the lulav part. Kam is mentioned based on Mikdash Kayom. When the Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, so a lulav is 7 days. Kam is mentioned based on Mikdash Kayom. When the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around, like in our days, so then you'll make a bracha only once. El sukkah sukkah kashya. But we have a mitzvah deraisa b'zman hazeh to sit in a sukkah every day. And it says you only do one bracha on a sukkah. Sakam Rishon says seven brachas. Says the Gemara Tanoi. This is a machloikis Tanoim. That's why. Sanya, tefillin. Let's compare it to other mitzvahs. Tefillin. Time of the Gemara, they wore tefillin all day long. So how many brachas do you make on a tefillin in a day? Based on how many brachas you make on tefillin every day, then we could use that for a sukkah. So the halacha is called manchem nicha mevarch aleihem. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says every single time you come in, you come out of the bathroom, you do this, you put it down, you take a nap. Every single time you make a bracha. V'chacham moim remeinu mevarch elos shachris b'vat. Chacham say no, you only make one bracha. And as we'll see in a second, itmar abay omar hilchaso ki Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe, that's how we paskin, that every single time you put on your tefillin during the day, make another bracha. Therefore, that goes like Rabbi Yochanan, that every single time you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha on the sukkah. Just like tefillin. V'rava Omar, hilchas like Rabbanan, the halacha is like Rabbanan, you only make a bracha once on tefillin. Omar Avmari Bura, the Bashmuel, this is the famous son of the daughter of Shmuel. His father's name is not mentioned because Rashi always says that Shmuel's daughter was captured by Goyim, and this is the outcome of the father was a Goy. But later on, during her pregnancy, he became a Ger. But because the pregnancy was Shaloi Bigdusha, we don't mention the father. We say it's the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So Mari, a big gadol came out of this. Rav Mari from this pregnancy. I saw with my own eyes. Rav himself used to make a bracha many times a day on tefillin. Even though he paskins, he should only do it once, like Rabbanan. What would he do? First in the morning, early in the morning, he would go to the bathroom. He would do achanas, take care of his body. And when he come out of the bathroom, Moshe Yodeh would wash his hands, he'd do one bracha on tefillin. But that wasn't enough during the day. If he had to go to the bathroom again, he'd go, he'd come out and wash his hands, Rav himself acted differently than what he said, the halacha is. We paskin like Rebbe. U'mevarchinon kol shiva. Because you see that Shmuel holds, and Rav holds, you make seven brachas. So Mela and Rabbi Yochanan also, because everybody holds like this. So the halacha is like Rabbi Mavrchinon Kol Shiva. Amar Marzutra, Chazinu Le Rav Papa. I saw Rav Papi. They call Emas the Marach Tefillin Mavarach. Every time he put on his tefillin, he made a bracha. Rabbanan Devei Ravashi, Kol Eimas de Mimash Meshebehu Mevarchei. Okay, so this is another halacha. If you recall in Masechtas Yuma, we learned that there's a chiyuv to touch the tefillin based on the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol had to touch his tzitz, make sure that he's not mesiach das from it. So too, tefillin, you touch it, and every time you touch it, you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? So Tosfos over here says, Lishmar Chukov. A bracha called Lishmar Chukov. Safekeeping his commandments. Okay. If the tefillin move away from where they're supposed to be, Raim, or most of it, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a bracha when you put your tefillin back on. Similar to a talis. If you're in shul and suddenly your talis falls off, you weren't aware that it was going to fall off and it fell off. So when you put it back on, you have to make another bracha. So if your tefillin, I don't know exactly, like sometimes it becomes completely like your tefillin shiyad just falls off. You don't have to undo everything and put it back on. L'chaira, you have to make another bracha. Now, if you yourself moved your tefillin, you moved it, you're playing around a little bit. So according to the Mechaber, if you moved it because you want to put it right back, according to the Mechaber, you have to make another bracha. According to the Ramah, so if you're a Sephardi, you make another bracha. And Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, do not make another bracha. Now, if he took off his tefillin completely because he wanted to be mafiach or he wanted to go somewhere else, so and he didn't have in mind to put it back right away, according to everybody, he has to make a bracha. Okay, so Afacha is a little different because you cannot wear tefillin during that time, so mele it's a real hafsik. Fine. Zog the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. The bracha of a lulav is every day, and that's what we had over here, Shmuel 7. Virbi Shua ben Leomar, yoim risha mitzvah lulav, mikam veilach mitzvah kenim. So let's remember this for a second, because the Gemara is going to say that maybe somebody else says exactly like him. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, you only make one bracha on a lulav. From there on, it's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, you don't have to make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on it, the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, kol yoimil mitzvah skenim. So for Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but the Gemara understood for now that not. Every day is the Rabbanon, and if every day is the Rabbanon, according to this part of Rabbi Yitzchak, you wouldn't make a bracha at all on a lulav. Says Gemara, whoa. Yom Rishon, you don't make a bracha the first day. Where do we say that the first day is the Raisa? Going back to this beautiful chart. Here. Har Rishon, Gvulin. In other words, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the first day is the Raisa. Meaning, this has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. In Gvulin, you're in Tveria somewhere. You have to Shegelula. So Bizman Hazeh, that's outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's like Gvulin, it's Dairaisa. Here, we learn from the word Rishon. Says the Gemara, you're right. No, the first day you take a chayav bracha. So he's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi also said you have to make a bracha on the first day. You're right. There's no difference. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it. Rabbi Yitzchak agrees with him. The first day is the raisa. You make a bracha. The rest of the days, you don't make a bracha at all according to them. So here, now we have Rav. We have Shmuel. Imagine the two that argue in the entire Shas. They agree on something. They agree that you're supposed to make a bracha all 7 days on a lulav. Therefore, says Rashi, that's why we're passing like Rav and Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan also says it. So we have Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. On Amud Beis, the last line in Rashi says if you have an argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, that looks like Rabbi Yochanan anyway. But here we have Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, Rav. Everybody says you make a bracha every single day on a lulav. That's what we do today. We make a bracha every single day on the lulav. Don't remember Barash Yom Rav. Oh. Rav Sova Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. How do I know that Rav says this? From a diok in another halacha. Don't remember Barash Yom Rav. Because he said it in the name of Rav. Hamad Likner Chanukah Tzorch Levarech. So here we have a sugi by Chanukah. If you light the candles for Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. What's the chiddush? Because what are you saying in the bracha? You're saying Hashem commanded me to light the Neiros Chanukah. Hashem didn't command anything. It's not in the Torah they have to light Chanukah. But you say it. So Meila, you're supposed to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmiyomar, Haraya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorach Levareich. This is incredible. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, listen to this halacha. Think about it. Where else in the Torah do you have a halacha like this? If you are walking down the street and you didn't light Chanukah Licht yet, and you're not going to, you don't have, you're whatever, you're on the way, the first menorah that you bump into, you make the bracha. Where else do you have that in the Torah? If you are passing by a mezuzah, you say a bracha. If you pass by somebody's tefillin, you should say, Asher kisharam mitzvayz etzivan aloniach tefillin. Never heard of such halacha. It's a once-in-a-lifetime halacha. Why? Because of the chavivus hanes. There's such a nes as Taisvas. We're so into the nes that when you see the nes and you don't have another opportunity, you make a bracha just by seeing it. I just want to point out that Rashi says it. I'm going to get it from my good friend who wrote me a long email that I'm saying a lot of shtusim and shir that are not going to get to the oilam. Okay. But I like to point these things out. Rashi over here says, Haroya ner Chanukah, shemitzvah lahanicha ba'petach. It's a mitzvah, and we discussed it a few times. Anytime the Gemara talks about Neris Chanukah and the halachas inside the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah to put it by the door. So I used to put it by the door in Chicago, and people yelled at me. I guess it might be a problem of Yuara, of Gaiva, maybe if nobody else does it. But Mikir Adin, mitzvah lahanicha ba'pesach. It's a mitzvah to put it by the door. We're not so machmed about it on it. In Eretz Yisrael, they are. Not so much in America. Okay. Haraya Ner Chanukah, I don't know why Rashi sticks it in. He says, if you see it, because it's you're supposed to put it by the door, and you see it by the door, great. And if you see it by the window, okay, maybe that's not what he means. It's not means that, you know, you get to see it from the outside. Haraya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levarach. Mai Mevarach, what are the brachas? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yoyim Risha, in the first night, you say, Hamad Mevarach Shalosh. What are the three? Shechianu, Sha'as HaNisim, and Vitzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. And Araya Mevarech Shtayim. The one that sees, which one does he take out? He takes out the Vitzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. But he does say Shechianu. The first day for it. Okay. Mikan ve'elach, madlik mevarech shtayim, on the rest of the days of Hanukkah, you only make two brachas, ve'roya mevarech achas. He only makes one bracha, sha'as nisim. U'may mevarech, what is the third bracha that the guy lighting the candles makes and the guy seeing the candles does not make? Baruch asher gishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu, Hashem commanded us, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. And there are those who don't say shel, whatever the bracha is, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. The Gemara says shel Chanukah. Maybe last time the Gemara said different. Okay, lo mishane. The point is, Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Ve'echen tzivanu, where did Hashem command us? There's no Chanukah in Chamishah Chumash Torah. Meloi sasur, the famous pasuk that whatever Chachamim command us, you're not allowed to veer to the right or to the left. Therefore, it's as if Hashem commanded us, and you could say a bracha of tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, shalavicha v'yegeitcha, and of course you have to go to the continuation of the pasuk, zkeinecha v'yoymru lach. If the gdolim zkeinim tell you, then you must listen to them. So meila, this is where we see in the Torah the idea of v'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us. The zkeinim tell us, then it's a command. Skip the line. Rav Yitzchak Masi lo behedya. So again, how do you see that Rav says that you have to make a bracha on the Rabbanon? Here, he says Mefurish. On Ner Chanukah, you make a bracha asher kisharam mitzvayz v'tzivanu. So too by Lulav and Esrig, when you have days that the Rabbanon, the six other days, you say a bracha asher kisharam mitzvayz v'tzivanu al netilas Lulav. However, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masin lebehedya, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak doesn't say it's a diuk from halacha, different halacha of Chanukah. It's mefurish in Hilchos Lulav. Omar Rav, Rav says, kol shiva mitzvos lulav. You have to make a bracha every single day of Sukkos. Mefurish in a line. Omar Rav, kol shiva mitzvos lulav. Tan Rabbanon, ha'isa sukkah la'atzmai. if you build a sukkah, as you're building the sukkah, you finish building the sukkah 3 weeks before sukkahs, Omer baruch shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'kiyanu l'azman hazeh. A mitzvah to build a sukkah, like Jeff Rosenberg said, this year he's buying a sukkah, he's building his own sukkah. Asher Gishorim says, don't get too excited, don't make this shechiyanu. Nichnas leishav ba Omer baruch asher Gishanu leishav basukkah. What if you have an existing sukkah from last year? If you could make something new in it, the schach, some say not so much even a decoration, but the schach, right? You have to change up the sukkah itself. Mivarach. You add another piece, another this, take it off. Bimlav. So when you do that, you make a bracha. Bimlav, if you didn't make anything new in the sukkah, look at Shkianes, leishav mivarach shtayim. You make two brachas. What are the two brachas? Shechiyanu and Leisha Basukah. Om Rav Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana. Again, Rav Kahana, Schorif Ma'oid, very, very sharp. And Rabbi Yochanan killed him because Rabbi Yochanan thought that he's smiling at him. And then he's Mechayim Mason, that whole Maisa that we had the other day. So I saw Rav Kahana, the Ka'amar Lo'o, the Kulu Akosa de Kedusha. And this is what we do today. When we sit down in the sukkah and we make kiddush, so then we say leishev and we say shechiyanu. It's based on this Rav Kahana. Now, in our days, the Mishabura brings down that we don't say a shechiyanu when we make the lulav, and we don't make shechiyanu when we build a sukkah. And the reason is because we're very fortunate. We don't realize how fortunate we are, but in our days, it's very common for everybody to have a lulav. So it makes sense to make the bracha when you make the eged. But because in those days they had one lulav for the whole village, so it's not nice for one guy to make a bracha when he makes the eged and nobody else could say the bracha. Only him. So therefore, also the same thing with the sukkah. Therefore, they instituted that we don't make the bracha. But if you do make the bracha by the eged, so you yoy to the bracha then. If you do make a bracha when you build a sukkah, then you yaitza. It's not the end of the world. They just instituted that we shouldn't. You make it later on by kiddush. Tanu Rabbanon. Hayu lefanov mitzvahs harbe. If a person has many mitzvahs in front of him. So let's see Rashi. What does that mean? Like 5-6 lines from the bottom. Mitzvahs harbe. Lito lulav. He wants to shake his lulav. Leishav sukkah. Sit in a sukkah. L'aniach tefillin, l'satik b'tzitzis. He has four mitzvahs in front of him. So you want to prove from Rashi that Rashi wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because the only way you have a lulav and a sukkah and tefillin is on Chol HaMoed. Not like the Gra and the Chassidim. Okay, so you have a bunch of mitzvahs in front of you. You have tefillin and it could be just, let's say, tefillin and a talis. Now what? According to this man, the Omar, Oimer Baruch Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu ala mitzvois. One bracha knocks them all out. You don't have to say lohaniach tefillin and mitzvah l'sali b'tzitzis and leishu. One bracha, v'tzivanu al hamitzvois. Rebbe Oimer mevarech, and that's the halacha. Mevarech al kol achas v'achas b'fni atzma. You make a bracha on each and every single mitzvah. Or Rav Zeir Avitam Rav Chanina Bar Papa Hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the halacha. Or Rav Zeir Avitam Rav Chanina Bar Papa my time the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda that you make a bracha on each and every mitzvah? The chsiv Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. You should bless Hashem every day, day day. V'chi b'yom mevarchin oisoy b'layla mevarchin oisoy. What? Only bench Hashem in the day, not at night. Ela b'loim alok. The pasuk is coming to tell you. B'chol yoim v'yoim. Every day has its type of brachas. So on the weekday, you make a weekday bracha. On Shabbos, you mention Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, you mention Yom Tov. And every single day, Rabbi Yisa, you're supposed to make 100 brachas. You have every day, you have its brachas. In other words, you should be careful for the 100 brachas a day. So if every day has its own bracha, so then every object, every mitzvah has its own bracha, every tefillin, every talis, every lulav, every sukkah. You see, when you learn shas, So these Gemaras repeat themselves. So if you're with us in Brachas, we had this exact Gemara. Kish Baruch Hu is not like a human being. He acts differently. Midas Basav Adam. It's not even a midah. It's a fact. It's one of the rules. Kli, Reikon, Machzik. If you have an empty vessel, you could put things in there. Daf, Mem, Vav, Amud, Beis. Machzik, then you could put in there. Male, any Machzik. If a vessel is full, if you have room and air, great, you can fill it up, but it's full to the top, you can't add anything. That's just, I don't know what the word is, science, or whatever the word is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in the exact reverse. Male Machzik. If a person is full of Torah, then you'll hold the Torah. You'll remember the Torah. Reikon. If you're an empty-headed guy, you don't have any Torah, any Machzik, so whatever you put in there, you're not going to remember. Shenemar. V'hoya im shomaya tishma. Im shomaya tishma. If you hear the Torah, you learn the Torah, Tishma, you'll be able to keep it. Bimlav, if you don't learn it, Loi Tishma. So, Rabbi Isai, Elchanan Pressman asked to say Advar Torah on the parashas. Here you go. This is a pasuk in this week's parasha. Take out your pen, write it down, say it by the Shabbos table. Because I've been waiting for this Advar Torah. I said it over in Brachas Dav Beis. But here it is. Here's the Yesoid. The pasuk says, "In Shamaya Tishma, if you learn, then you'll be able to keep the learning." Listen to this. Rashi says, "Murgalta l'shmaya oz tishma." If you're used to listening to Torah, then you'll hear it. You'll keep it. Tuchal lilmoy d'lahaysav. You'll be able to learn more and add more to it. So the Chavetz Chaim says in Torah Abayis. This is the famous idea. Everybody knows it, but it's from this pasuk in this week's parasha. Anything you learn in this world, you get to learn it in Olam Haba. So that's why Rabbi said we learned Daf Yomi, because the ideas that we learn here will be able to be Moisef, Rashi says. Moisef, Lil Moed L'Hoisef. Obviously, we don't understand it on a very high level, and there's a lot more in every halacha. But you need to have the Marim Makam. You need to have the basics. You need to at least learn it once. You learn it once, then they can elaborate on it in Shamayim, in Olam Haba, when they learn Torah together, they'll teach you the real Torah. But you need to at least learn it once. Yesterday we learned about the 72 Shemos in the Pasuk and different Pesukim and how you... So at least we learned it. Maybe we didn't understand the thing we learned. Then they'll come and they'll explain it to us. But if you didn't learn it, you didn't get to Daf Mem Vav and Sukkah, that's it. They're not going to teach you about that Rashi and those and the Shemos and the Yichudim and this and that. You're stuck on the Beit, the Gimel, wherever you got to. That's what it says. It's Chavetz Chaim. I'm not making this up. Im Shomaya Tishma. If you learn it, then they'll add to it. If you don't learn it, you'll never get to learn in Olam Emes. Dover Acher, another Pshat. Im Shomaya B'Yoshon. If you do Chazara, 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 Tishma B'Chadosh. Again, let's see Rashi inside. Tishma b'chadosh. Tishakim boi lahavin dvarim chadoshim. If you do chazara, you'll become smart enough to understand new things within it. Mitach dvarim yishanim. You'll understand new within the old. I saw this morning a Ben Yoyada who says, I'll read the lashon. Im tarach adam begirso. If you work hard to remember, v'nasem moli b'limon, and you become full of Torah, Belimud Agirsa, Oz Nitan LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Chochma Sheyachzik Bekirboy Limud HaIyun VaSvara. Says Ben Yehuda, if a person works hard to be Geiris, to learn up and to remember the Gemara, to remember Shas, then he'll have within him the ability to learn Lamdas, Girsa, Svara, that sort of thing. That's what he says. But first, it's a Gemara, it's based on Rava. First, you have to learn it, get it down, the basics, and then you go into Svara. Says the Gemara, And if you decide to do other stuff, keep busy with Narishkeit. Shuv loy tishma. Then it's not going to go in. Okay. Nu sugyo. Shkoyach. We just turned to Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, sponsored by the MD White Tilling Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refuzi, I feel bad for you guys because you're sitting there on the edge, thinking to yourself, should I say it? Should I not say it? Meanwhile, you missed the whole Vart. The whole Chavetz Chaim, whee, right over. So I advise you guys that are waiting there to tell me, turn it up, go back and listen to this, because it's a beautiful piece. So anyways, go. If you need Shidduchim Refuzi Shuas, please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. Sponsored by Shlomo Lazarian from LA, in honor of Ellie's wife for sacrificing her life. I'm telling you, I saw the two of them talking over there in front of the hotel. I was getting a little nervous. I don't know what she told him. She said, I'm sacrificing my life for all of this in order for Ellie to prepare. Poor guy, he had to give her a bracha. So we learned in the Mishnah, you take the lulav of the Esrig from the kids. Once the day is seventh day, after davening, you shake it, grab it from them. Or Rabbi Yochanan, Esrig Bashvi Asur Bashmini Mutter. So interesting. The Esrig is only Asur, it's a mitzvah, so you can't use it on the seventh day. Shmini Mutter. But on the eighth day, it's Mutter. Sukkah, Afilu Bashmini Asura. If you decide to use your sukkah as firewood, says Rashi, you can't do so on the eighth day. Why? We'll see in a second. Shlokish Omar, Esrig afilu b'shmini mutar. Shlokish argues, Rabbi Yochanan, his brother-in-law, you could use the Esrig on the seventh day. Once you mekayim the mitzvah, you can use it. But Michael Mifligi, whoa, it's a big machlokes. Mar sovar l'mitzvos es katzoi. If Rabbi Shlokish says, the Esrig is there for the mitzvah. Once you're done with the mitzvah, you set it aside. What does mukta mean? You set it aside. You don't want to have your bidel, you don't want to have anything to do with it for the mitzvah. But I already carried the mitzvah. Once I'm carrying the mitzvah, so it's not mukta anymore. Mukta in terms of the mitzvah, mukta machmas mitzvah. This is the concept of, even in Shabbos we have this concept. They're not identical, but similar idea. Migoy, this katzoy lebenish mashos, it's katzoy lekula yoyma. If the muktzah is there, you set it aside, even for a moment in time, the beginning of the day, the Bein HaShemashas, then it becomes muktzah. You don't touch it for the rest of the day. So it's interesting. The Gemara uses this one line that we're about to say, Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, and then the Gemara is going to flip it. No, it's actually a Kasha Rish Lakish, not a Rabbi Yochanan. You can learn it both ways. So, okay, I'll hope not to forget what Rashi brings down here, but the Gemara's kasha, we're in the middle of a kasha here. It says in the Mishnah that they would take the esrogim from the children, and they would eat the esrogim. My love would in l'gdailim. You could take it also from an adult. It just happens to be that we're talking about children. That was the minig, let's say. Like, so in other words, from an adult, you cannot take his esrog. It's mukta for the whole day. But from a child, you could, because it's not really a mitzvah. He's a child, so you could grab his esrog. Just want to point out, Rashi brings a famous story. It's in Koyasul Chachameinu, you know, those little booklets. A very famous story. That there was a chassid, we could see it inside if we want. There was a chassid, Maisa b'chassid echad, smack in the middle of the page. Shenosan diner lani. There was a chassid who gave money to a poor person. B'knitato yishtoyu barach. His wife started bothering him, so he ran away. I don't know why he ran away. Maybe he was a tzaddik. He didn't want to fight with her. He ran. Ran for his life. She started bothering him. Picked up and ran. But not stam run. He ran to another country. Mamish. Interesting story. He ran without any money. He left his wallet at home. On the seventh day of Sukkot, he went. He grabbed, he stole the esrogim from the kids. We learned it's not stealing, it's machma simcha, it's mutter. It's not tamon. He was on a ship, derech krach echad. And just so happened to be that the king needed, the doctor said, you need an esrog right now. I believe in the book it says, You need an esrog that the Jew made a bracha on. But it's bekitzer the story. He sold it for a tremendous amount of money. And of course, his wife said, "Ah, oh, you won the lottery. Moichel you." Okay, fine. Rashi just wants to point out that the word miyad is miyad, not miyad. Because there's two ways to be garished. Does the Mishnah say you could take it out of the hand of a kid with a comet, miyad, from the hand of, or miyad, immediately? Okay, fine. But interesting ma'isa of Ashgacha Pratis. Obviously, the king didn't really. Akosh Baruch Hu set it up that he had his shrogim in his hand, and the king needed a refuah, and he got his refuah by paying the Jew big money. Fine. Ikad Amri. But some have it the exact opposite. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines down, let's say. Ikad Amri, Eis for Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Fakert. Rabbi Yochanan is proving for our mission against Rish Lakish. Miyad, Rish Lakish says that you could use the Esrig right away on the 7th. Miyad, you know, get showing things in Luvay, Vaychan, Esrig Gayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, beautiful. The Mishnah says that you could grab an Esrig from a kid. G'daylin lai, but not from an adult. What's the difference? Because Migadis Katsai, it's muktzah for the rest of the day, says Rabbi Yochanan. That's why you can only grab it from a kid, because the kid doesn't have a real mitzvah, and therefore you can take it from him. It's not really muktzah. Says the Gemara, so Rosh Lakish will answer, I didn't have to look doilim. No, you're allowed to grab it from an adult. Like Rosh Lakish says, you're allowed to, it's not muktzah anymore. I did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, who steals a shrogim from who? Adults steal from children. It's not proper, says Rashi, unless you live in Eretz Yisrael, of course. It's not proper for a kid to walk over an adult and grab something out of his hand. You'd be surprised. Over here, it is the shtickle of the minig on a regular day. What is the difference between a sukkah and an esrog? Why does he say that a sukkah goes to the next day? Esrog goes to the next day in sukkah not. Sukkah is asur on the 8th day, and an esrog is mutter on the 8th day. What is the difference? Why is the esrog mutter on the 8th day, and a sukkah is not? If a person is hungry, and he happens to be at the tail end of Yontif, where does he have to eat? He must eat in the sukkah because he has a suffix. He doesn't know if it's sukkahs right now or it's already matzi sukkahs. It's bein hashmashos. But he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So once he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, that isser, that muktzah, keeps on going for the next 24 hours. So it keeps on going. But esri lechaz lebein hashmashos is very interesting. Typically speaking, says Rashi, a person was already yaitz in the morning. And almost never happened. The person has to be yaitza lulav on the night, the tail end of Yontif. He already went to shul in the morning. He was yaitza already. But it always happens that people want to eat. They're hungry. So if they want to eat all the way at the end of Yontif, and I'm not sure if it's daytime, if it's already night, so it's already matz Yontif, or it's still Yontif, so I have to eat in the sukkah, misafik. So since I have to eat in the sukkah, misafik, so I already was maksim das, I said already the sukkah is finished, I can't burn it for my firewood. But a lulav and a esrig, that never happens. B'derech klal. So meila, I'm allowed to use my esrig on the 8th day. Esrig lo yichazin lebena shoz, l'skatzoy lebena shoz, l'skatzoy l'kula yoyim ad ishmini. V'levi yomar, esrig afilu b'shmini yosur. Levi says that I cannot use my esrig on the 8th day. Which Levi is going to, we'll see in a second. V'avud ishmuel omar, Shmuel's father says, Esrog bashvi osur bashmini mutter. And Shmuel's father says you could use the esrog on the 8th day. So remember, what does Shmuel's father say? You could use the esrog on the 8th day. Come avu with the Shmuel, but Shmuel's father retracted and he took it back. Bishitasa de Levi, and he holds that on the 8th day it's osur, not mutter. Come Reb Zera bishitasa de avu with the Shmuel, but Reb Zera took the original father of Shmuel that on the 8th day it's mutter. Dom Reb Zera, Esrog Shenifsala, this is a big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. The Esri became possible, let's say, all the way in the beginning of Yantav, the first day of Yantav. Asur la achla kol shiva. Once I was marked in my Esri, and I said this Esri is asur for me for 7 days, so even though the pitim fell off, it broke in half, I cannot use the Esri. Why? Because I was already marked it for 7 days. That's it. It's done for 7 days. Amazing halacha, and this is halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Yisrael, you hear this halacha lemaisa. On the first or in the second day in America, in Chutz Laaretz, be careful what you do with your lulav. Don't let your child use your lulav. Because if your child uses your lulav, he's kind of the lulav, and he cannot give it back to you. My time at the Yenukim Mikne Kani, Aknu Ilay Makne. It comes out that he's using a lulav. The father is using a lulav that's not his on the second day. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. That even if you hold that a katan is up to 6 years old, but a katan could give it back to you when he's 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, let's say, do not do it, because you're not going to be yaitza chinuch. Because l'maisa, at the end of the day, you're not giving him completely. That's what he says. Fine. And a very, very important halacha, Rabbi Yisai. If you're buying a lulav and an esrig from a store, be sure to pay for it before Sukkos. Because if you don't pay for it before Sukkos, it's not yours midoraisa. You coin it with money. You could argue and this and maybe, but if you want to be yoitza 100%, make sure to pay Noam fix for Zestragim before Sukkos. You like that, Noam, yeah? Now one more halacha. Fine. A person shouldn't lie to his child. I'm going to buy you a birthday present, and then you don't give it to him. You're going to teach him how to lie. In the Geres Hagra, the Vilna Gaon says the worst thing that a child could do is lie. On that, you hit a child. He says, lying and cursing, two things. Biggest of errors, I'm not exactly sure why. He held that the worst of the worst. Do not teach a child. My chavrusa told me that, well, you're not allowed to lie to an adult either. So he said maybe the pshat is that an adult, sometimes you tell an adult, hey, I'll get you this car, whatever. Then the prices went up. So he understands that's not what you meant. But when it comes to a child, there's no explaining. There's no, oh, I didn't mean it in this and this situation. You told him, you gotta follow through with the child. Fine. I guess we'll stop right here, even though we're behind. Tomorrow, not such a long daf. Be'ezer Hashem, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Shkoyach, shkoyach.